Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we got the doctor in the house. And I'm here, too. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Pretty crazy stuff. So, we're following this story at UCLA Medical Center, where I had trained for part of my fourth year of medical school, which I absolutely loved. I really miss being able to work at UCLA. But we're following a story on two people who have died thus far after being exposed to a superbug, the CRE, carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter, and close to 180 patients have been asked to now be screened because of possible exposure. So we're going to talk about that. Is this a big deal or is this not a big deal? That's what we're going to debate. Big deal? Is it a big deal? Is it not a big deal? I think it's a pretty big deal, but we'll talk about that. Then we have a lesbian couple who is unfortunately furious because the doctor would not take care of their six-day-old baby girl because he, I guess, did not want to take care of a baby who was of a lesbian couple. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how Walmart is giving raises to 500,000 workers. Yay, Walmart. Woo-wee. We'll talk about how much money that is and why I should probably quit my job and work for them. There was a study that came out saying doctors are less likely to divorce. Now, when I saw that, I was really relieved because I always worry about when my husband is going to dump my butt. But I guess maybe because I'm a doctor, he's going to hold on to me a little while longer. I don't know. That's what you got to do. You know, when you're a wife, you got to make your husband think like they are going to die, you know, and starve and just not even be able to, you know, breathe oxygen if you're not around the room, to the point that they are so proselytized and so brainwashed that they go, you know what, I guess I need Dahlia around so I could live. And then you're like, exactly. And that's how I get him to not leave me. We got more chocolate in the news. Apparently eating chocolate can boost your memory. So I've already had 5 pieces. Let me see what else we got here. Sorry. Oh, we got a lot of important stuff to talk about. Oh, yeah, sex over age 50. Sex after 50 years of marriage. Apparently, it is huge. These quintuptials, is that what you call them? These unmarried 50 years? These guys are having lots of sex. So, as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I could be on the radio. I'm obviously not having as much sex as these 50-plus year married people. So, I got plenty of time, obviously. I could channel my sexual frustration into the radio show. As you can see, we got a very busy day, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC. All right, so they say sex will increase after 50 years of marriage. Now, I'm on number 18, so I guess I got about 32 more years until the sex increases. But researchers are pretty excited about that. There was a study by experts from Baylor University, Louisiana State University, and Florida State University, of course, in the South, okay? Honestly, Southerners are so sexy. Looked at the trends of sex during marriage. As most people might expect, newly married couples have a lot of sex, okay? But then it tapers off after about the second month of marriage, right? Okay, but they say when you are married over 50 years, huge rebound. Now, I'm shocked by this. Why not 44 years? Why not 27 years? That's some really interesting stuff. Well, the study looked at 1,600 married Americans between 57 and 85 years of age. Wait a second. Wait a second. How does a 57-year-old be married for 50 years? That doesn't make sense. Researchers also found that a first marriage is more sexually active than couples who have been remarried. Huh. All right, well, where else? Okay, so what else is going on here? Let me see what else. Oh, that's it? That's all they got on the story? Well, that isn't telling us anything. Okay. I guess they looked at 1,600 married Americans, and they probably found that the 85-year-olds are having more sex than the 57-year-olds. That I could believe. Here's the thing I'm noticing as middle age, okay? I'm noticing sex is a lot more work, okay? I notice there's a lot more pressure, okay? And whereas when you're 85, you probably don't have the pressure. Okay, so what kind of pressure would I be under, okay, being 43? Well, one is, okay, you know, my husband could any day go through a midlife crisis. So I feel like I need to be good. I also feel like I need to be doing what they're doing in the movies and on TV, which is really, really difficult because my hips can't, abduct or externally rotate like they do in the movies. And now you got this whole 50 Shades of Grey, and I'm like, now what the hell am I supposed to be doing in a bathtub? So anyway, there's all this going on, and I can't let my husband leave me. All right. Yet when I'm 85, I'm probably not going to give a damn if my husband leaves or not. So at that point, I'm like, well, I don't care. You know, if I think this sexual move is cool, I'm going to do it. But right now, while being 43, I have to be so calculated because he's got tons of other options out there. I see his patients coming going, hi, I'm here to see Dr. Corey Wax. I like, You are here to see him for what? Well, I need his hands because he's a chiropractor. Yes, he is, but he's only going to do chiropractic manipulation. Oh, I'm up for any sort of manipulation. Really, get the hell out of here. He's closed today. So I have to be doing that all day long. You know, my husband comes into work going, I don't understand this. Where's all the patients? I'm like, I really have no idea. Maybe you stink as a chiropractor. I don't know. No, it's because I have to chase them all away, especially the pretty women. I'm like, get out. So that's kind of what happens. Okay, so anyway, rebound sex. Pretty good stuff for you guys. Be very careful, though, you know, rebounding, all right? I think sex is very, very healthy, but you got to make sure your hearts are healthy. We've talked about heart attacks and sex. You can have a sex after a heart attack. Just make sure your cardiologist says you're good to go. And just don't videotape. Tape it for us, okay? I threw some videotapes up on Facebook and people are like, really, do I have to look at that? It was me cooking dinner, that's all. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, Contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials today, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I went to UNR School of Medicine, one of the best medical schools out there ever. And then I was having trouble finding a husband, and I thought I needed to be married before I was 26 years old. So my future husband was actually in California. So I applied to UCLA to do my last year at UCLA, and I did my fourth year at UCLA Medical School, and then I went back to Reno to graduate, brought my husband back with me, and then married him. All right? And I'm happy with it. I don't know if he's happy, but, you know, we make it work. I'm ecstatic. But UCLA was one of the most also phenomenal institutions I ever had the honor of training at. Unfortunately, it's gotten some bad press with this superbug, but I need to preface this by saying many hospitals have this superbug, okay? Why this got in the news and not another hospital we'll talk about. Right now, they are saying two people have died at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center because they were exposed to CRE during endoscopic procedures between October and January. Now, CRE is not just one bacteria. It is a group, a family of bacteria called the Enterobacter, we call it. Now they're called an Enterobacteriaceae. I don't know what the hell that is, but it's the Enterobacter family. The Enterobacter family is E. coli, Klebsiella pneumonia. Those kinds of bugs are a part of the Enterobacter class. Now, one of the newest medications out there is the carbapenem class. Well, you have the bacteria, and they are resistant to one of the fanciest of the antibiotics, and now you get carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter, or the CRE. These are very, very difficult to treat, and we are calling them superbugs. I was on Doug McIntyre in the morning on KABC with Terry Ray this morning. They were asking, well, what exactly is a superbug? Well, a superbug is a bug. No cape, no S on its thorax, but a superbug, not that a bacteria's thorax, but you know what I'm talking about. Superbug is a bug that, defeats or supersedes any sort of attack on it from regular antibiotic classes. Like, for example, all right, you're sick with something, and so let's say you got a rip-roaring case of gonorrhea, and, you know, you take some penicillin, and the penicillin knocks out the bacteria, the gonorrhea is gone. Okay, good. That's great. Okay, not too much of a superbug. It's dead. All right? We can outsmart it. But you get a gonorrhea that you hit with penicillin, and it doesn't really die completely. So, you know, it kind of, that wasn't too bad. Then it makes some, you know, extra progeny, and it starts to make babies, and these babies are going to be just like daddy, where it's resistant to the penicillin. Then you give a floxin, ciprofloxin. You know what? Didn't really kill me either. Now these babies and the daddy makes more babies, baby bacteria. And these bacteria seem to be really, really resilient to a lot of the antibiotics. Those progeny are called superbugs, okay? And you and I are making the superbugs. This is all our fault. We are making these superbugs because we just keep hitting with antibiotics and we, you know, try to, we need to sterilize. We need to treat with antibiotics. But the more we do that, the more we are creating these superbugs. All right, so a total of 179 patients at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center now have been supposedly exposed to the CRE when endoscopic procedures were done between October and January, all right? They think that two people who have died could have been because of this type of bacteria from the exposure. It's not 100%. Now, we see outbreaks of this CRE all over the place in hospitals, okay? When we talk about people dying in the hospital because of superbugs, this is what we're talking about. The reason why this made news is they think this comes from endoscopes that might not have been sterilized completely to the degree that needed to be done. Now, mind you, they are saying that everything was followed to a T, and I trust UCLA, everything was followed to a T by the manufacturer's recommendations of sterilization. So what's scary for me as a doctor are normal sterilization procedures, which are pretty brutal. All right? I mean, pretty, pretty brutal. If those don't work, you know, what's going to be next? Okay, it's one thing to be a superbug. It's another thing to not be able to kill the superbug with sterilization procedures. Now, what does this bacteria do? Well, it can infect the bladder when we stick in a catheter. It can infect the lungs. You can get coughing, fever, chills, sepsis, etc. Right now, we know of these CRE infections in every state except Idaho, Alaska, and Maine, knock on wood, have not reported it according to the CDC. Now, let's say you want to go and you want to visit a family member at in the hospital, and you're like, oh, no, I don't want to get CRE. Most likely you won't. Healthy people don't get this. The people that get these are the ones on breathing machines and ventilators, the ones having IV catheters, the ones that are on long-term antibiotics. These are the people. Now, these endoscopes, they believe there might have been two of them that were used to look at pancreatic and bile duct problems. These ERCP tests, all right, that use these scopes, they really go deep into kind of the biliary system. And so if a little bug gets implanted there, you know, it's got a great place to hide. Now, of course, all doctors, nurses, techs, etc., they know to do hand washing, etc. They know to use soap and water. They know to use like an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. There was an outbreak in Illinois back in 2013. Dozens of patients were exposed to CRE, and it was apparently linked to a tainted endoscope at Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. And then they changed and revised their sterilization procedures also. There was a Seattle hospital, I guess Virginia Mason Medical Center, that reported in January that there was a CRE linked to an endoscope, sickened 35 patients and 11 died. But they don't know if it was the endoscope that caused the CRE contamination, or did these people just get CRE because it was in the hospital. So you see, here's UCLA Medical Center with two deaths. There's obviously other facilities with more deaths. So and it's a big deal, but as a doctor, we see this all the time. So here's the thing. You know, I was talking, on KABC about how, look, you know, in the olden days, we would be using nasal speculums and doing pelvic exams, et cetera, and we didn't have the fancy schmancy sterilization procedures like we do now. All right, and you didn't see these carbapenem-resistant Enterobacter infections. You didn't see these super bugs. Yeah, we know we spread germs, but we didn't have these super bugs to that degree. And doctors were using instruments on people over and over and over again. Maybe they used some alcohol, et cetera, to clean it up, et cetera. But it wasn't a 20, 30-minute, hour-long procedure like they do now. So this is our fault, okay? Once we started to super sterilize, super antibioticize people, then the bacteria were like, well, I guess I need to evolve and I need to be able to fight this. And then we made more superbugs. And we're like, well, now we got to up the ante. We got to up the antibiotics again. Now we got to up hand sanitizing everything. Then we're making more superbugs. So we're never going to be able to win this war, because we have to still up our defenses. And as we do that, we create more and more superbugs, more and more bugs. So that's what's going on. So for those of you who think you might have had a scope and go, I think I need to get checked out. Apparently, they are sending out little kits for patients to be tested. Apparently there's these little take-home kits. So you could check to see if you've been exposed. So, and any questions, of course, call UCLA Medical Center or the CDC, and they will give you information on what to do. All right. But like I said, this is a problem that is rampant throughout most of these, hospitals. This is absolutely nothing new, and this is something that's going to keep affecting us. Now, what should your loved one do if they're in the hospital, if they're in the ICU, etc.? Well, you know, right now, these catheters are in them. And, yes, catheters can be taken out, changed out, you know, but when you do that, you could also introduce more bacteria. So some doctors are like, well, you know, as long as it's under a certain period of time, we leave them in. We don't start, you know, taking out the catheters, etc. But when these bugs float around and they get on things, all right, you know, what you almost need to build a hospital that has the same type of filtration system as these Ebola centers did in America that were built, that had the negative pressure, etc., such that if there is any bug floating around, you're able to grab it, nab it, and shoot it up into the filtration system before it lands on a poor patient. All right, guys, don't go away. Why are doctors less likely to divorce? Ooh, I cannot wait to show my husband this article. This is cool. Ooh, I think I'm home free now. Don't have to shave my legs for a while. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Alright guys, we're back from the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know I can sing. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. That was on key. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So you hear that doctors and dentists are more likely to commit suicide. Well, now we know why. Doctors are more likely to stay married. So you wonder if that has something to do with it. They say doctors appear less likely to get divorced than most other healthcare professionals. They say it's been speculated that we are more likely to be divorced because of the long hours, stress about the job, and face it, you know, I'm no prize, okay? But I guess, according to this study, they say no. Senior study author Dr. Anupam Jena in Massachusetts General Hospital said in a news release, he is a hospital physician and an assistant professor at Harvard Medical School in Boston. He says, we found that doctors have among the lowest rates of divorce among healthcare professionals. For those entering medicine who are concerned about how their career choice may impact their personal lives, our findings should be reassuring. See, I was always scared to death to marry a doctor because I thought the nurses were going to be trying to sleep with him when I wasn't around. Now, that doesn't happen. Okay? Yeah, you know, there may be a lot of flirting going on. And yes, there's a lot of rooms in a hospital and a lot of beds and Viagra samples. I don't know. I guess in their study, the researchers analyzed the results of surveys of more than 40,000 doctors and 200,000 nurses, pharmacists, dentists, healthcare executives conducted between 2008 and 2013. Those who said they were divorced included 23% of pharmacists. I could see why pharmacists would probably have a pretty decent divorce rate, you know, because, you know, they have to count pills a lot. And, you know, you eventually get really, really excited about what you do. Like me, if I see some urine or if I see some poop, you know, in the house from the cats or dogs, I examine it. You know, with pharmacists, you really kind of get into, you know, the beans and the counting and all that. And so I could see how they may not be like the sexiest, you know, I don't think I can explain that either. I don't know people. I just don't know. 24% of doctors, 25% of dentists, 31% of healthcare executives, and 33% of nurses had been divorced. The researchers also looked at people who work outside the health field. 35% of them had been divorced. So us doctors, actually we and the pharmacists divorced the least. Among doctors, women were about 1.5 times more likely to have been divorced than men. I don't know, women doctors, we're kind of tough breed. You know, I mean, you know, like for example, when my husband, let's say, hurts himself and he has a boo-boo, okay? Do I go over to him and go, oh, poor baby, you got a little boo-boo, let mama fix it? No, I don't do that to my husband, hell no. I'm like, oh my gosh, you got an open wound? Okay, go clean it. Here's some alcohol. Here, put some hydrogen peroxide on it. Ow! Hydrogen peroxide, clean it. Don't be bleeding. Don't be bleeding all over the place. Cover it up. Come on. No crying. Buck up. Go, no. Now you're going to get CRE and spread it all over the house. Cover it up and get that bleeding wound out of here. I see enough of that all day. Leave me alone. That's how I handle it. So you would think that he would leave me. But anyway, we obviously are a little bit tougher to handle. Guy doctors, very sexy. See, women doctors are not sexy. All right? Men think women nurses are sexy. But female doctors are rarely portrayed as sexy. I understand there's some pornographic films out there where the doctor comes in and she's like naked under her, lab coat. But most female doctors, look at me, we're really not sexy. There's a couple of them out there. But male doctors, very, very sexy. All right? I don't know what it is because maybe they're in control. They're in power, etc. Men don't really, really get turned on by a woman coming in and ordering them around for their cholesterol and their colonoscopy and their prostate, etc. Okay? Nurses seem to really appeal to men more. You know, because they're like, oh, does that hurt? You know, or, you know, I'm just going to, you know, put this on you and, you know, I'm just going to kind of strap these things on you or whatever. And guys all get, you know, half of that. Whereas I walk in and I'm like, drop your pants and turn your head to the left and cough. That just, no, it doesn't happen. Okay, male doctors will come in saying, Dr. Dahlia. Well, he won't call me Dr. Dahlia, but Dahlia. Yeah, do you need a breast exam today? Yes, I totally need a breast exam. Thank you. Thank you for offering. Please. All right, just lie back. Make yourself comfortable. Just lie back. Okay? And just, if you don't mind, can you just open up your gown for me so I could put both in my hands? Oh, thank you, doctor. Perfect. Easy. You see? Doesn't work the same for female doctors. So female doctors more likely are going to be more divorced than male doctors. They say female doctors who worked more than 40 hours a week were more likely to be divorced than those who work fewer hours. 40 hour, I don't think I have ever in my working career had a 40-hour-a-week job ever. I do 40 hours in 2 days. My work week is like 80 to 100. Study lead author Dr. Dan Lai explained the news release. I know this is top medical news, guys. We believe that the higher incidence of divorce among female physicians stems from greater trade-offs that they are forced to make to achieve a work-life balance. Yeah. I try to tell my husband, look, you don't leave me, you know, because, you know, I am bringing in a whole other income. But he's like, no, I see what you make with Obamacare. No, that's not enough to keep you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is a interesting headline here, sad. There's a dentist who was charged with homicide over the death of a patient. All right. He had apparently extracted 20 teeth from Judy Gann, 64 years old. She lost consciousness in the chair. This was February 17, 2014. She's a retired librarian, mother of two, grandmother, etc. And Dr. Rashimi Patel has had his license suspended and was later banned from practicing dentistry, Connecticut State Dental Commission. He was accused of failing to respond appropriately when the patient's oxygen levels dropped and, I guess, improperly extracted so many teeth at a single visit. He is charged with a misdemeanor count of criminally negligent homicide and a felony count of tampering with evidence. Whoa. All right. Apparently, he said Patel failed to adequately respond when Ms. Gann's oxygen levels dropped dangerously low when she was consciously sedated in the middle of a tooth extraction procedure. This was in his office. I guess he's posted about $25,000 bail, has denied any wrongdoing. They said that he had ignored the signs that she was in distress, etc. Apparently, her hands, face, all that were changing color. And then assistants told Patel, you may want to stop, and apparently he didn't. One of the assistants told the dentist that the patient was flatlining. Then he tried to revive her, called 911. Miss Gann was rushed to the hospital, unfortunately pronounced dead. All right, she suffered, I guess she had a heart condition 6 months prior, a couple strokes. So, you know, she did have a lot of medical conditions. You know, it's interesting. Apparently he had violated standards when another patient under conscious sedation, I guess, inhaled a piece of the gauze. One of the throat packs, which was designed to protect him from swallowing foreign objects. The patient began, flailing, blood pressure, etc., was rushed to the hospital but recovered. The dentist had been sued for malpractice back in 2009 for quote-unquote shoddy dental work. This victim had won $500,000, with a settlement out of court. Now, I'm not exactly sure what the tampering with evidence is. I hope that doesn't mean he, you know, doctored up the notes, etc., but What's significant about a case like this is many of you guys go into dental procedures and the dentist will say, look, I want, you know, clearance. I want your doctor to clear you. And you guys get furious, and then you get furious with me because you come to me saying, my doctor wants clearance. Just clear me. I'm like, you don't understand. When you're going through conscious sedation, your heart could be at stress. All right, and if you have a heart condition, etc., we really need to take that into account. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. There's a Michigan couple, Jamie and Christina Contreras, a lesbian couple, had met with the Dr. Vesna Roy. All right. And I guess before they welcomed their baby. And they said that the doctor knew that they were gay. When they went in for the first wellness appointment, another doctor had came out, said that Dr. Roy had, quote unquote, kind of preyed on it and felt that she would not be able to take care of the baby. Of course, one of the moms was completely dumbfounded, and that was the little baby's biological mother. And I guess they just kind of, the moms looked at each other and going, that's kind of crazy. They said they were humiliated, and it was a little baby that they just wanted to have been seen by the doctor. The couple then told the staff that I guess they had an appointment with, I guess, the other doctor. Okay? The couple told staff they would not be returning. And then they left and found another doctor. I guess the couple had been married in Vermont back in 2012. They said they were really excited that Dr. Roy was going to be their doctor because she had been recommended by the midwife. And they said they already pre-met with the doctor. And they liked her. They liked her personality, etc. So they went to social media and told people about what happened. Now, Dr. Roy, a pediatrician for 19 years, did reach out to the couple. Wrote them a letter of apology. She says, after much prayer following your prenatal visit, I felt that I would not be able to develop the personal patient-doctor relationship that I normally do with my patients. She explained in the note. The letter did not mention anything about the couple being lesbians. The note continues, please note that I believe that God gives us free choice and I would never judge anyone based on what they do with that free choice. Again, I am very sorry for the hurt and angry feelings that were created by this. I hope that you can accept my apology. She said that she should have been the one to tell them that she would no longer be caring for little baby Bay. Now, you know, many of you have kind of looked at this, and this has been a huge social media discussion over the last day or two on, you know, are doctors even allowed to do this? Should doctors lose their license, etc.? Right now, there's laws, apparently, according to Mail Online, in 22 states prohibiting doctors from discriminating against someone based on their sexual orientation. But Michigan, where this doctor practices, is not one of them. Okay? And I guess the couple knows this wasn't illegal, but they want to let people know that there is discrimination, etc. Now, what do you think is going on here? Okay, as a doctor for me, okay, when I went through medical school, and trust me, going through medical school is really, really rough. All right? There is no time. There is absolutely no time to even stop and think. When you're doing trauma, trauma surgery, and when you're in the ER, and you're, you know, there's no time to stop and go, wait a second, is this man a Nazi? Is this person anti-woman? Is this person anti-white? Is this person whatever? All right, when I was an ER doc, before I opened up my practice in Las Vegas, I just took care of everybody. And you could see the tattoos. You could even hear people go, oh, I don't want a woman doctor, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. I'm taking care of you. I'm in charge. It is my job to make sure you stay alive, make sure you're healthy. If I had parents coming in with a baby, and these parents were mean to me or rude or whatever, baby comes first. So I don't know, from an emergency standpoint, I would never even think that you would stop to, you took care of people that you might not have particularly liked, okay? I don't like Nazis. And seeing big swastikas on these guys' chests as I try to perform CPR. Yeah, we saved them. All right? That's my job. I took the Hippocratic Oath. It doesn't matter. And how I validate it or justify it, all right, is you have people out there with mental illness. They may not like women. They may not like Jews. They may not like white people. They may not like straight people. They may not like, I don't know, blue-eyed, brown. You know, it doesn't matter. We are trained to take care of anybody, despite their creed or religion or thinking, etc. All right? I had patients grab at me. I had to just restrain them, took care of them, save their lives, get them out of there. That's my job. It's not my job to be liked. It's not my job to like them. It was my job to heal them. Same thing in my practice, all right? I have people that are die-hard Obamacare loving liberals, all right? So they're some of my best patients. Who cares? Who cares if you like Obamacare and I don't, all right? I find it kind of odd that if somebody did have an issue with, let's say, somebody's sexual orientation, they would not want to take care of the baby. All right? I mean, that's odd. Because I don't know everybody's religion, and so I don't know if there are certain religions out there that prohibit you from touching offspring of a gay couple or not, but I can't think of any. And so I kind of find that odd, especially from a pediatrician, because, pediatrics, they are trained to, I love these kids, whether they're all full of boogers and poo-poo. I mean, a kid could throw up on you, poop, scream, yell, scratch at you, and you love these kids that you're taking care of, okay? You're just so used to that. So I find that odd. I'm almost wondering, are we really getting the true facts of the case? I mean, if this isn't true, this doctor, unfortunately, if that's not really the way it went down, and she discharged this family for other reasons, then this is career ruining for her. So I would want to say I wish she would be available for comment so we could find out what exactly was going on. Now, do doctors have a right if they do not agree with your creed, etc.? Do they have a right to not take care of you? Absolutely. All right. You have parents right now that cannot get into certain doctors because they're anti-vaccine. And the doctor's like, not here. You're not going to bring an unvaccinated child to my office. And that happens. Again, not something that I'm in favor of. I mean, I'll take care of any kid that needs to be taken care of. But, that does happen. All right. But you have doctors discharging people for attitude, for not paying bills, for not being, and there's red flag patients. You have red flag patients. It's very, very, I've talked to you guys about the red flags, but, in summary, you'll have people that'll come in and they'll say, for example, they don't want to pay. And I'm not saying this happened with this couple. They'll come in and go, okay, I want to see Dr. Dahlia. I want to sit down and meet with her and talk to her before I become her patient, which is nice. I understand that. It's not very practical. Well, Dr. Dahlia is busy seeing patients. If she doesn't have the time to stop and sit down and talk to me for about 10, 15 minutes now, then I don't know if I want her to be my doctor. And, at that point, I'm like, look, I can't put this person first in front of other patients here that I'm seeing right now. Maybe this isn't a good fit. Okay? You'll have that where you will meet people going, I just don't think this is a good fit. I'll have people that will come and say, I don't believe in doctors. I don't believe at all in any of this preventative stuff. I think all you guys want to do is make money. All right? And, I'll tell you what I want because I'm very educated on the subject and I want you to write this for me and this for me, but I don't really want your opinion. I'm like, you know what? I'm not a Pez dispenser. I don't think this office is going to work for you. And I tell them to their face. They go, I don't think this is going to work. I have no idea what their sexual orientation is, what their religion is, or whatever. But what they say to me, I just don't know if this is going to be a good fit. You sure you want to come here? So, very, very weird case. 1-877-DOT-DELLY. Don't go away.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.